4.3. Stopping distance in relationship to speed. The faster we drive, the further it will take us to stop. Several things must be considered to determine stopping distance. The above graph indicates the reaction, red, and braking, gold, distance for the total braking distance at various speeds. Your mental and physical conditions are very important. Your age, use of drugs, including some prescription and over-the-counter medications, and physical fatigue will all affect your ability to react to a potential hazard, or perception and reaction time. Reaction time in daily driving averages 1.5 seconds with various driving distractions. The vehicle is another important factor to be considered in stopping distance. Worn or underinflated tires negatively affect stopping distance. Vehicles must have brakes that meet certain standards. If brakes are not working properly, stopping distance will be affected. Whether or not your vehicle has an anti-locking brake system, ABS, must be considered as well. Road and weather conditions must be considered. As we discussed in another section, friction is the most important factor in stopping a vehicle. Conditions such as wet roads or roads made of gravel reduce traction and increase stopping distance. When you are forced to stop, three things must happen. You must perceive the hazard or warning, you must react to the hazard, and you must use your brakes to stop. The length of time you take to identify, predict, and decide to slow for a hazard is called your perception time. You cannot consistently estimate your perception time because your ability to perceive will change from time to time. By scanning and maintaining the proper spacing method that we discussed earlier, you will perceive hazards earlier and allow yourself more reaction time. Once you know a hazard exists, the length of time you take to execute your actions is your reaction time. An average driver's reaction time is 3/4 of 1 second in clinical laboratory settings, but reaction time in the driving environment is an average of 1.5 seconds. If you are impaired due to alcohol, drugs, or fatigue, your reaction time will increase. Thus, the time required to stop and the distance that your car travels before stopping will also increase. The distance your vehicle travels from the time you apply the brakes until your vehicle stops is called braking distance. This distance will change depending on your driving abilities, your vehicle's condition, and the conditions of the road. Estimating stopping distance can be difficult, so it is better to utilize the 2-second rule. This rule enables you to project your approximate stopping distance under ideal conditions at any speed. Don't forget, the higher the speed, the longer the braking distance. At higher speeds, you will have a harder time controlling your vehicle. A vehicle with worn tires or bad brakes needs a longer distance to stop. Check your tires frequently for low air or worn tread. If the brakes on one side of your car are worn or out of adjustment, your vehicle may pull to one side in a stop. If this happens, get the brakes checked immediately. If you panic and slam on your brakes, you might lose control of your car in an emergency situation. Be alert at all times, but stay calm in an emergency. Remember, wet road surfaces will reduce traction on the road and increase your braking distance. Reduce your speed if it begins to rain during your drive.